The Republic. By Plato. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Republic is a Socratic dialogue written by Plato around 380 BC. It is one of the most influential works of philosophy and political theory, and arguably Plato's best-known work. The dialogue covers a wide range of topics, including justice, the nature of the ideal city-state, and the immortality of the soul. The Republic is divided into 10 books, each of which is devoted to a different topic. The first book is devoted to the definition of justice, and the remaining books discuss the structure of the ideal city-state and the nature of the soul. The dialogue begins with Socrates and his friend Glaucon discussing the nature of justice. Socrates argues that justice is a form of knowledge, and that it is the highest form of knowledge. He then goes on to explain that justice is a virtue, and that it is the foundation of a good society. He argues that justice is the only way to achieve true happiness, and that it is the only way to achieve a just society. The dialogue then moves on to discuss the structure of the ideal city-state. Socrates argues that the city-state should be divided into three classes: the rulers, the auxiliaries, and the producers. He argues that the rulers should be wise and just, and that they should be the guardians of the city-state. The auxiliaries should be brave and strong, and they should be the protectors of the city-state. The producers should be the laborers, and they should be the providers of the city-state. The dialogue then moves on to discuss the nature of the soul. Socrates argues that the soul is composed of three parts: reason, spirit, and appetite. He argues that the soul is immortal, and that it is the source of all knowledge and virtue. He argues that the soul is the source of all justice, and that it is the only way to achieve true happiness. The Republic concludes with Socrates discussing the immortality of the soul. He argues that the soul is immortal, and that it is the source of all knowledge and virtue. He argues that the soul is the source of all justice, and that it is the only way to achieve true happiness. He argues that the soul is the only thing that can truly be said to be immortal, and that it is the only thing that can truly be said to be good. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Justice is the highest virtue. Justice is the highest virtue, and it is the duty of the state to ensure that justice is upheld in all aspects of life. Plato argues that justice is the foundation of a good society, and that it should be the primary goal of the state. Justice is the highest virtue, and it is the duty of the state to ensure that justice is upheld in all aspects of life. Plato argues that justice is the foundation of a good society, and that it should be the primary goal of the state. He believes that justice is the only way to ensure that all citizens are treated fairly and equitably, and that it is the only way to ensure that the state is run in an orderly and just manner. Plato further argues that justice is the only way to ensure that the state is able to protect its citizens from harm and injustice. He believes that justice is the only way to ensure that the state is able to provide its citizens with the necessary resources to live a good life. Finally, Plato argues that justice is the only way to ensure that the state is able to maintain its stability and prosperity. Plato's view of justice is based on the idea that it is the only way to ensure that all citizens are treated fairly and equitably. He believes that justice is the only way to ensure that the state is able to protect its citizens from harm and injustice. He also believes that justice is the only way to ensure that the state is able to provide its citizens with the necessary resources to live a good life. Finally, Plato argues that justice is the only way to ensure that the state is able to maintain its stability and prosperity. In short, Plato believes that justice is the highest virtue and that it should be the primary goal of the state. Main idea number 2. The ideal state is ruled by philosopher kings. Plato proposes that the ideal state should be ruled by philosopher kings, who are wise and knowledgeable enough to make the best decisions for the state. He argues that these rulers should be chosen based on their knowledge and virtue, rather than their wealth or power. Plato proposes that the ideal state should be ruled by philosopher kings, who are wise and knowledgeable enough to make the best decisions for the state. He argues that these rulers should be chosen based on their knowledge and virtue, rather than their wealth or power. The philosopher kings should be educated in the sciences and the arts, and should be able to think critically and make wise decisions. They should also be able to recognize the good in others and be able to lead the state in a just and equitable manner. Plato believes that these philosopher kings should be the guardians of the state, and should be able to protect it from any external threats. The philosopher kings should also be able to recognize the importance of the rule of law and be able to ensure that it is followed. They should be able to recognize the importance of justice and be able to ensure that it is upheld. They should also be able to recognize the importance of equality and be able to ensure that it is maintained. Finally, the philosopher kings should be able to recognize the importance of freedom and be able to ensure that it is respected. Plato believes that the philosopher kings should be the guardians of the state and should be able to protect it from any external threats. They should also be able to recognize the importance of the rule of law and be able to ensure that it is followed. They should be able to recognize the importance of justice and be able to ensure that it is upheld. They should also be able to recognize the importance of equality and be able to ensure that it is maintained. Finally, the philosopher kings should be able to recognize the importance of freedom and be able to ensure that it is respected. Main idea number 3. Education is essential for a just society. Plato argues that education is essential for a just society, and that the state should provide education to all citizens. He believes that education should focus on developing the virtues of justice, wisdom, and courage in citizens. Plato argues that education is essential for a just society, and that the state should provide education to all citizens. He believes that education should focus on developing the virtues of justice, wisdom, and courage in citizens. He argues that these virtues are necessary for citizens to be able to make wise decisions and to be able to live in harmony with one another. He also believes that education should be tailored to the individual, so that each person can develop their own unique talents and abilities. Plato also argues that education should be based on the principles of truth and justice. He believes that education should be based on the pursuit of knowledge and understanding, rather than on the acquisition of material wealth. He also believes that education should be based on the principles of equality and fairness, so that all citizens can benefit from it. Finally, he believes that education should be based on the principles of respect and responsibility, so that citizens can learn to be responsible for their own actions and to respect the rights of others. In conclusion, Plato argues that education is essential for a just society, and that the state should provide education to all citizens. He believes that education should focus on developing the virtues of justice, wisdom, and courage in citizens, and should be based on the principles of truth, justice, equality, fairness, respect, and responsibility. By providing citizens with the necessary education, Plato believes that a just society can be created. Main idea number 4. The soul is composed of three parts. Plato argues that the soul is composed of three parts: reason, spirit, and appetite. He believes that the soul should be in harmony, with reason ruling over the other two parts. Plato argues that the soul is composed of three parts: reason, spirit, and appetite. He believes that the soul should be in harmony, with reason ruling over the other two parts. Reason is the part of the soul that is responsible for making rational decisions and understanding abstract concepts. Spirit is the part of the soul that is responsible for emotions and desires. Appetite is the part of the soul that is responsible for physical needs and desires. Plato believed that reason should be the dominant part of the soul, as it is the part that is capable of making rational decisions and understanding abstract concepts. He argued that if reason is not in control, then the soul will be in chaos and the individual will be unable to make rational decisions. He believed that the other two parts of the soul, spirit and appetite, should be subordinate to reason. Plato argued that the soul should be in harmony, with reason ruling over the other two parts. He believed that if the soul is in harmony, then the individual will be able to make rational decisions and live a good life. He argued that if the soul is in chaos, then the individual will be unable to make rational decisions and will be unable to live a good life. Main idea number 5. The ideal state should be divided into three classes. Plato proposes that the ideal state should be divided into three classes: the rulers, the auxiliaries, and the producers. He argues that each class should have its own specific duties and responsibilities. Plato proposes that the ideal state should be divided into three classes: the rulers, the auxiliaries, and the producers. He argues that each class should have its own specific duties and responsibilities. The rulers, or the guardians, should be the most knowledgeable and wise citizens of the state. They should be responsible for making laws and governing the state. The auxiliaries should be the military and police force of the state, responsible for protecting the citizens and enforcing the laws. The producers should be the citizens who are responsible for providing the goods and services necessary for the state to function. Plato argues that each class should be educated in the skills and knowledge necessary for them to fulfill their duties. The rulers should be educated in philosophy, ethics, and politics, so that they can make wise decisions and govern the state effectively. The auxiliaries should be educated in military tactics and strategy, so that they can protect the citizens and enforce the laws. The producers should be educated in the skills necessary for them to produce the goods and services needed by the state. Plato believes that this division of classes is necessary for the ideal state to function properly. He argues that each class should be educated in the skills and knowledge necessary for them to fulfill their duties, and that each class should be given the resources necessary to do their job. By dividing the state into three classes, Plato believes that the ideal state can be achieved. Main idea number 6. The state should be self-sufficient. Plato argues that the ideal state should be self-sufficient, and that it should not rely on foreign resources or goods. He believes that the state should be able to provide for its citizens without relying on outside help. Plato argues that the ideal state should be self-sufficient, and that it should not rely on foreign resources or goods. He believes that the state should be able to provide for its citizens without relying on outside help. He argues that the state should be able to produce all the goods and services it needs to sustain itself, and that it should not be dependent on other states or nations for its resources. He also believes that the state should be able to provide for its citizens in times of need, and that it should not rely on foreign aid or assistance. Plato believes that the state should be able to provide for its citizens in terms of food, shelter, clothing, and other basic necessities. He also believes that the state should be able to provide for its citizens in terms of education, healthcare, and other social services. He argues that the state should be able to provide for its citizens in terms of security, and that it should be able to protect its citizens from external threats. He also believes that the state should be able to provide for its citizens in terms of justice, and that it should be able to ensure that its citizens are treated fairly and justly. Plato's idea of self-sufficiency is based on the idea that the state should be able to provide for its citizens without relying on outside help. He believes that the state should be able to provide for its citizens in terms of basic necessities, social services, security, and justice. He also believes that the state should be able to provide for its citizens in terms of economic stability, and that it should be able to ensure that its citizens have access to economic opportunities. Main idea number 7. The state should be governed by laws. Plato argues that the state should be governed by laws, which should be based on justice and wisdom. He believes that laws should be enforced fairly and consistently, and that citizens should be held accountable for their actions. Plato argues that the state should be governed by laws, which should be based on justice and wisdom. He believes that laws should be enforced fairly and consistently, and that citizens should be held accountable for their actions. He argues that laws should be designed to promote the common good, and should be applied equally to all citizens. He also believes that laws should be flexible enough to accommodate changing circumstances, and should be revised as needed. Finally, he believes that laws should be enforced with impartiality and without favoritism. Plato also argues that the state should be governed by a wise and just ruler, who should be held to the same standards as the citizens. He believes that the ruler should be knowledgeable and experienced in the laws, and should be able to make decisions that are in the best interests of the state. He also believes that the ruler should be held accountable for their decisions, and should be willing to accept criticism and advice from the citizens. In conclusion, Plato argues that the state should be governed by laws that are based on justice and wisdom, and enforced fairly and consistently. He believes that the ruler should be held to the same standards as the citizens, and should be knowledgeable and experienced in the laws. He also believes that laws should be flexible enough to accommodate changing circumstances, and should be revised as needed. Finally, he believes that laws should be enforced with impartiality and without favoritism. Main idea number 8. The state should promote virtue. Plato argues that the state should promote virtue in its citizens, and that it should encourage citizens to pursue justice and wisdom. He believes that citizens should be rewarded for their virtuous behavior, and that they should be punished for their unjust actions. Plato argues that the state should promote virtue in its citizens, and that it should encourage citizens to pursue justice and wisdom. He believes that citizens should be rewarded for their virtuous behavior, and that they should be punished for their unjust actions. He argues that the state should provide incentives for citizens to act virtuously, such as providing rewards for those who act justly and punishing those who act unjustly. He also believes that the state should provide education and training to its citizens so that they can learn to be virtuous and wise. Finally, he believes that the state should promote a culture of virtue, where citizens are encouraged to act virtuously and to strive for justice and wisdom. Plato believes that the state should promote virtue in order to create a just and harmonious society. He argues that a society that is based on justice and wisdom will be more prosperous and stable than one that is based on injustice and ignorance. He also believes that a virtuous society will be more peaceful and harmonious, as citizens will be more likely to act in accordance with the laws and customs of the state. Finally, he believes that a virtuous society will be more likely to achieve its goals, as citizens will be more likely to work together to achieve them. Main idea number 9. The state should protect its citizens. Plato argues that the state should protect its citizens from external threats, and that it should provide for their safety and security. He believes that the state should be able to defend itself from foreign enemies, and that it should be able to protect its citizens from harm. Plato argues that the state should protect its citizens from external threats, and that it should provide for their safety and security. He believes that the state should be able to defend itself from foreign enemies, and that it should be able to protect its citizens from harm. He also believes that the state should be able to provide for the basic needs of its citizens, such as food, shelter, and clothing. Furthermore, he believes that the state should be able to provide for the education of its citizens, so that they can become productive members of society. Plato also believes that the state should be able to provide for the health and well-being of its citizens. He believes that the state should be able to provide for the medical care of its citizens, and that it should be able to provide for the mental health of its citizens. He also believes that the state should be able to provide for the spiritual needs of its citizens, so that they can live in harmony with one another. Finally, Plato believes that the state should be able to provide for the justice of its citizens. He believes that the state should be able to provide for the fair and equitable administration of justice, so that all citizens can be treated equally and fairly. He also believes that the state should be able to provide for the protection of its citizens from injustice, so that they can live in peace and security. Main idea number 10. The state should promote equality. Plato argues that the state should promote equality among its citizens, and that it should ensure that all citizens have equal rights and opportunities. He believes that the state should be fair and just in its treatment of citizens, and that it should not favor any one group over another. Plato argues that the state should promote equality among its citizens, and that it should ensure that all citizens have equal rights and opportunities. He believes that the state should be fair and just in its treatment of citizens, and that it should not favor any one group over another. He argues that the state should strive to create a society in which all citizens are treated equally, regardless of their social class, gender, race, or any other factor. He believes that the state should provide equal access to education, healthcare, and other resources, and that it should ensure that all citizens have the same opportunities to succeed. He also believes that the state should protect the rights of all citizens, and that it should ensure that all citizens are treated with respect and dignity. Plato also argues that the state should promote equality of opportunity, rather than equality of outcome. He believes that the state should create a level playing field for all citizens, and that it should ensure that everyone has the same chance to succeed. He believes that the state should provide equal access to resources and opportunities, and that it should ensure that all citizens have the same chance to pursue their dreams. He also believes that the state should ensure that all citizens have the same chance to participate in the political process, and that it should ensure that all citizens have the same chance to influence the decisions of the state. Main idea number 11. The state should promote justice. Plato argues that the state should promote justice in its citizens, and that it should ensure that justice is upheld in all aspects of life. He believes that justice should be the primary goal of the state, and that it should be the foundation of a good society. Plato argues that the state should promote justice in its citizens, and that it should ensure that justice is upheld in all aspects of life. He believes that justice should be the primary goal of the state, and that it should be the foundation of a good society. According to Plato, justice is the highest virtue, and it should be the guiding principle of the state. He argues that justice should be the basis of all laws and regulations, and that it should be the foundation of all social relationships. He also believes that justice should be the basis of all economic activities, and that it should be the basis of all political decisions. Plato argues that justice should be the basis of all social relationships, and that it should be the foundation of all economic activities. He believes that justice should be the basis of all laws and regulations, and that it should be the basis of all political decisions. He also believes that justice should be the basis of all education, and that it should be the basis of all public services. He argues that justice should be the basis of all social relationships, and that it should be the foundation of all economic activities. In conclusion, Plato argues that justice should be the primary goal of the state, and that it should be the foundation of a good society. He believes that justice should be the basis of all laws and regulations, and that it should be the basis of all social relationships. He also believes that justice should be the basis of all economic activities, and that it should be the basis of all political decisions. He argues that justice should be the basis of all education, and that it should be the basis of all public services. Main idea number 12. The state should promote wisdom. Plato argues that the state should promote wisdom in its citizens, and that it should encourage citizens to pursue knowledge and understanding. He believes that wisdom should be the foundation of a good society, and that it should be the primary goal of the state. Plato argues that the state should promote wisdom in its citizens, and that it should encourage citizens to pursue knowledge and understanding. He believes that wisdom should be the foundation of a good society, and that it should be the primary goal of the state. To achieve this, Plato suggests that the state should provide citizens with the opportunity to learn and develop their understanding of the world. He also suggests that the state should provide citizens with the opportunity to engage in philosophical discourse and debate, so that they can gain a deeper understanding of the world and its complexities. Furthermore, Plato believes that the state should provide citizens with the opportunity to engage in meaningful work, so that they can develop their skills and abilities and contribute to the betterment of society. Plato also suggests that the state should provide citizens with the opportunity to engage in leisure activities, so that they can relax and enjoy life. He believes that leisure activities should be meaningful and should contribute to the development of wisdom. He also suggests that the state should provide citizens with the opportunity to engage in physical activities, so that they can stay healthy and fit. Finally, Plato believes that the state should provide citizens with the opportunity to engage in spiritual activities, so that they can develop their moral and ethical character. In sum, Plato believes that the state should promote wisdom in its citizens, and that it should provide them with the opportunity to learn, engage in meaningful work, engage in leisure activities, engage in physical activities, and engage in spiritual activities. By doing so, the state can help its citizens to develop their understanding of the world and its complexities, and to become wise and virtuous citizens. Main idea number 13. The state should promote courage. Plato argues that the state should promote courage in its citizens, and that it should encourage citizens to stand up for what is right. He believes that courage should be the foundation of a good society, and that it should be the primary goal of the state. Plato argues that the state should promote courage in its citizens, and that it should encourage citizens to stand up for what is right. He believes that courage should be the foundation of a good society, and that it should be the primary goal of the state. According to Plato, courage is the quality that allows citizens to face danger and adversity without fear, and to act in accordance with their beliefs and values. He argues that courage is essential for a just society, as it allows citizens to stand up for what is right and to resist injustice. Furthermore, he believes that courage is necessary for citizens to be able to make difficult decisions and to take responsibility for their actions. Plato also argues that the state should promote courage by providing citizens with the opportunity to develop their courage. He believes that the state should provide citizens with the opportunity to practice courage in a safe environment and to learn from their mistakes. He also believes that the state should provide citizens with the opportunity to learn from the courage of others and to be inspired by their example. Finally, he believes that the state should provide citizens with the opportunity to develop their courage through education and to be taught the importance of courage in a just society. Main idea number 14. The state should promote moderation. Plato argues that the state should promote moderation in its citizens, and that it should encourage citizens to practice self-control. He believes that moderation should be the foundation of a good society, and that it should be the primary goal of the state. Plato argues that the state should promote moderation in its citizens, and that it should encourage citizens to practice self-control. He believes that moderation should be the foundation of a good society, and that it should be the primary goal of the state. According to Plato, moderation is essential for a healthy society, as it allows citizens to live in harmony with one another and to pursue their own interests without infringing on the rights of others. He also argues that moderation is necessary for the proper functioning of the state, as it allows citizens to be productive and to contribute to the common good. Plato further argues that moderation should be encouraged through education, as it is through education that citizens can learn to control their passions and to make wise decisions. He believes that education should focus on teaching citizens to be moderate in their behavior and to be aware of the consequences of their actions. He also believes that education should be used to instill in citizens a sense of justice and morality, so that they can make decisions that are in the best interests of the state. In conclusion, Plato argues that the state should promote moderation in its citizens, and that it should use education to teach citizens to be moderate in their behavior. He believes that moderation is essential for a healthy society, and that it should be the primary goal of the state. By promoting moderation, the state can ensure that its citizens are able to live in harmony with one another and to pursue their own interests without infringing on the rights of others. Main idea number 15. The state should promote temperance. Plato argues that the state should promote temperance in its citizens, and that it should encourage citizens to practice self-restraint. He believes that temperance should be the foundation of a good society, and that it should be the primary goal of the state. Plato argues that the state should promote temperance in its citizens, and that it should encourage citizens to practice self-restraint. He believes that temperance should be the foundation of a good society, and that it should be the primary goal of the state. According to Plato, temperance is the virtue of moderation and self-control, and it is essential for a healthy and prosperous society. He argues that temperance should be taught to citizens from a young age, and that it should be reinforced through laws and regulations. He also believes that the state should provide incentives for citizens to practice temperance, such as rewards for those who demonstrate self-control and restraint. Plato also argues that the state should discourage citizens from indulging in excesses, such as overindulging in food, drink, or other pleasures. He believes that such indulgences can lead to a lack of self-control and can lead to a decline in moral standards. He argues that the state should promote temperance by providing education and guidance to citizens, and by setting an example of temperance in its own actions. He believes that the state should also provide incentives for citizens to practice temperance, such as rewards for those who demonstrate self-control and restraint. In conclusion, Plato argues that the state should promote temperance in its citizens, and that it should encourage citizens to practice self-restraint. He believes that temperance should be the foundation of a good society, and that it should be the primary goal of the state. He argues that the state should provide education and guidance to citizens, and should set an example of temperance in its own actions. He also believes that the state should provide incentives for citizens to practice temperance, such as rewards for those who demonstrate self-control and restraint. Main idea number 16. The state should promote justice in its laws. Plato argues that the state should promote justice in its laws, and that it should ensure that laws are fair and just. He believes that laws should be based on justice and wisdom, and that they should be enforced fairly and consistently. Plato argues that the state should promote justice in its laws. He believes that laws should be based on justice and wisdom, and that they should be enforced fairly and consistently. He argues that justice is the foundation of a good society, and that laws should be designed to promote justice and fairness. He also believes that laws should be applied equally to all citizens, regardless of their social status or wealth. Plato also argues that laws should be designed to protect the rights of citizens, and to ensure that everyone is treated fairly and equally. He believes that laws should be designed to promote the common good, and to ensure that everyone has access to the same opportunities. He also believes that laws should be designed to protect the rights of the weak and vulnerable, and to ensure that everyone is treated with respect and dignity. Finally, Plato argues that laws should be designed to promote the public good, and to ensure that everyone is able to live in a safe and secure environment. He believes that laws should be designed to promote justice and fairness, and to ensure that everyone is treated with respect and dignity. He also believes that laws should be designed to protect the rights of citizens, and to ensure that everyone is treated fairly and equally. Main idea number 17. The state should promote justice in its institutions. Plato argues that the state should promote justice in its institutions, and that it should ensure that institutions are fair and just. He believes that institutions should be based on justice and wisdom, and that they should be administered fairly and consistently. Plato argues that the state should promote justice in its institutions, and that it should ensure that institutions are fair and just. He believes that justice is the foundation of a good society, and that it should be the basis of all laws and regulations. He argues that justice should be the guiding principle of all public institutions, and that it should be applied equally to all citizens. He also believes that justice should be the basis of all decisions made by the state, and that it should be applied without bias or favoritism. Plato also argues that justice should be the basis of all decisions made by the state, and that it should be applied without bias or favoritism. He believes that justice should be the foundation of a good society, and that it should be the basis of all laws and regulations. He argues that justice should be the guiding principle of all public institutions, and that it should be applied equally to all citizens. He also believes that justice should be the basis of all decisions made by the state, and that it should be applied without bias or favoritism. In addition, Plato argues that justice should be the basis of all decisions made by the state, and that it should be applied without bias or favoritism. He believes that justice should be the foundation of a good society, and that it should be the basis of all laws and regulations. He argues that justice should be the guiding principle of all public institutions, and that it should be applied equally to all citizens. He also believes that justice should be the basis of all decisions made by the state, and that it should be applied without bias or favoritism. Main idea number 18. The state should promote justice in its punishments. Plato argues that the state should promote justice in its punishments, and that it should ensure that punishments are fair and just. He believes that punishments should be based on justice and wisdom, and that they should be administered fairly and consistently. Plato argues that the state should promote justice in its punishments, and that it should ensure that punishments are fair and just. He believes that punishments should be based on justice and wisdom, and that they should be administered fairly and consistently. He argues that punishments should be proportional to the crime, and that they should be designed to deter future criminal behavior. He also believes that punishments should be designed to rehabilitate offenders, and that they should be tailored to the individual offender's circumstances. Finally, he believes that punishments should be designed to promote the public good, and that they should be used to promote social harmony and justice. Plato argues that justice should be the primary consideration when determining punishments. He believes that punishments should be based on the principle of retribution, and that they should be designed to ensure that offenders are held accountable for their actions. He also believes that punishments should be designed to promote the public good, and that they should be used to promote social harmony and justice. He argues that punishments should be designed to deter future criminal behavior, and that they should be tailored to the individual offender's circumstances. In conclusion, Plato argues that the state should promote justice in its punishments, and that it should ensure that punishments are fair and just. He believes that punishments should be based on justice and wisdom, and that they should be administered fairly and consistently. He argues that punishments should be proportional to the crime, and that they should be designed to deter future criminal behavior. He also believes that punishments should be designed to rehabilitate offenders, and that they should be tailored to the individual offender's circumstances. Finally, he believes that punishments should be designed to promote the public good, and that they should be used to promote social harmony and justice. Main idea number 19. The state should promote justice in its rewards. Plato argues that the state should promote justice in its rewards, and that it should ensure that rewards are fair and just. He believes that rewards should be based on justice and wisdom, and that they should be administered fairly and consistently. Plato argues that the state should promote justice in its rewards, and that it should ensure that rewards are fair and just. He believes that rewards should be based on justice and wisdom, and that they should be administered fairly and consistently. He argues that justice should be the basis for all rewards, and that rewards should be given to those who have earned them through their hard work and dedication. He also believes that rewards should be given to those who have done good deeds, and that those who have done wrong should be punished accordingly. Furthermore, he believes that rewards should be given to those who have contributed to the common good, and that those who have harmed the common good should be punished. Plato also argues that rewards should be given to those who have shown courage and wisdom in their actions, and that those who have acted foolishly should be punished. He believes that rewards should be given to those who have shown loyalty and dedication to the state, and that those who have acted in a disloyal manner should be punished. Finally, he believes that rewards should be given to those who have shown respect for the laws of the state, and that those who have broken the law should be punished. Main idea number 20. The state should promote justice in its foreign policy. Plato argues that the state should promote justice in its foreign policy, and that it should ensure that its foreign policy is fair and just. He believes that foreign policy should be based on justice and wisdom, and that it should be administered fairly and consistently. Plato argues that the state should promote justice in its foreign policy, and that it should ensure that its foreign policy is fair and just. He believes that foreign policy should be based on justice and wisdom, and that it should be administered fairly and consistently. He argues that justice should be the guiding principle of foreign policy, and that it should be applied to all nations, regardless of their size or power. He also believes that justice should be applied to all individuals, regardless of their nationality or religion. He argues that justice should be the basis for all international relations, and that it should be the foundation for all treaties and agreements. Plato also argues that justice should be the basis for all international disputes, and that it should be the basis for all negotiations and settlements. He believes that justice should be the basis for all international law, and that it should be the basis for all international organizations. He argues that justice should be the basis for all international trade, and that it should be the basis for all international aid. He believes that justice should be the basis for all international relations, and that it should be the basis for all international cooperation. In conclusion, Plato argues that justice should be the guiding principle of foreign policy, and that it should be applied to all nations, regardless of their size or power. He believes that justice should be the basis for all international relations, and that it should be the foundation for all treaties and agreements. He argues that justice should be the basis for all international disputes, and that it should be the basis for all negotiations and settlements. He believes that justice should be the basis for all international law, and that it should be the basis for all international organizations. He argues that justice should be the basis for all international trade, and that it should be the basis for all international aid.